Blog Talk Radio.
Deeper than that waka flocka fella, drop a fella off the map. Never nap, dope, I'm a better that. Never whack, you better than me? Never that. Flawed up.
Alright. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Sunny J. Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. I have beginning song was by my boy. Ramon Chaos is actually on the show today, and that was the track, The Gray in Your Eyes. So, big ups to that. You know, I had to definitely, a lot of times, sometimes I'll switch it up. I'll always play my theme from the beginning. But I like to get in that mood and get ready for the show. So, big ups to that. I know a lot of y'all are like, man, you're doing the show a little bit later today. Actually, ironically, when I first started the show, it was at this time. So, that's the fun thing about it. It's like, it really, it's like when I first started doing my shows, they were added around this time, so not nothing new. We just decided early for some crazy reason, but hey, we might even go into the late. I don't know. It's kind of tempting. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to on the phone lines real quick because I think that's my boy right there. All right, let's check. All right, you're on Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. Is this my boy, Ramon?
That it is.
What's good, man?
How you doing, sir?
Fine, man. It's a pleasure having you, man. I mean, I listened to your music, like, I was, like, vibing with it before I started doing the show and whatnot. And it kind of reminds me of some artists I listen to a whole lot. Lil Brother, man. It kind of, that same vibe, like, it's something you don't feel, because a lot of people, when they think of conscious music, they always stray away from it because they think, oh, man, it's boring. Such, but I mean, it was something that you can listen to and it actually kept reeling you in. You're like, okay, it's actually a good beat. actually laying down some real lyrics or whatnot. I like how you called out Waka Flocka on it. That was really clever. I was like, oh, he's good. He's going in.
Hey, man. It's funny that you said Little Brother, because like they one of my biggest influences. I've done a lot of tracks to a lot of Ninth Wonder beats, and like just that whole crew, that whole team is just a real smooth sound. But it's like it's not stupid. You could feel what they're saying.
You would have been crunk then when we had Zoe from Foreign Exchange, and he was on here about a couple months ago. That was fun.
Oh man.
So yeah, that's still one of the most looked through shows in the archives when he was on the show. But man, as far as first, let's go ahead and get into a little bit about you, man. Like your background is so familiar to me myself too. Like, not necessarily that I'm a preacher's kid, but reading some of your stuff, you know, you grew up as a preacher's son, and then while in church and whatnot, you started falling in love with hip hop. Tell us your whole background, because it's not the typical, I got in trouble in the streets, and so I decided to get in hip hop type story that a lot of people try to tell. Break it down to us.
My father is a very avid pastor. New Prayer Mission Church of God in Christ on 37 West Hilton Street. So I've been in church all my life. I don't think it's been a Sunday I haven't been in some kind of church ever. But yeah, I don't promote the whole. I'm not saying I'm against it, but I don't promote the whole. I'm from the hood, you know. I do this, I do that. I had a good life. I'm not going to try to front I didn't have stuff growing up. I had a decent life growing up. I just had a lot of experiences that helped fuel the way I rap. So you're like, you never, with my songs, with my music, you're never going to hear me say, you know, I slang this on the corner, or my pops wasn't there. I've seen my father every day in my life, sometimes when I didn't even want to. But he was always there for me. He was always there to help, you know, provide for me and protect me and teach me this, teach me right from wrong, teach me how to grow into become a man. So, you know, that was my life.
Right. I mean, because me, myself, too, even though I spent a good chunk of my life in the hood. You know, I mean, a lot of people, even people that stay in the hood, always say that I live there. They don't even believe I'm from the hood. They know I'm from the hood because they grew up with me. I don't understand how everybody tries to make it seem like there's like this huge, like this blueprint that you have to act like you're from the hood. It's crazy talk.
Yeah, that's another thing I can't get with. That's like, I mean, if you live your whole life, I'm not saying I don't know people in the hood. I do. If you live your whole life in that kind of aspect where you don't have money and you have to live check after check and, you know, hoping you're going to make it the next day, you won't want to get out. Like, so it's not like necessarily, you know, just dropping off your old demeanor. You're just looking for something better. And then when you get there, you can bring your people with you.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Shout out to people that's in the, I mean, that's been in the hood. I'm getting chugging their life too, you know, and just living day in, day out, making things happen still. Not letting, because a lot of times those little obstacles do get in the way, and it's not their fault. It stops them from trying to do what they're trying to do, and I'm just glad to see people that make it out.
Right.
So let's go into the music side. Like, how did you actually lead us to start doing music? Because, I mean, we all got these crazy stories that led us into saying, oh, I love music so much. Like, kind of break down for me.
Well, I grew up, like, my whole family is very musically inclined. They have cousins that travel the world. My uncle, he was in Denzel Washington, the Malcolm X movie playing saxophone. My whole life has been music. Now, as far as rap, I've always loved it, but in my personal opinion, I just wasn't good at it. Like, I tried, and I couldn't get with it until, like, I graduated high school. That's when I met my team. It's two cats. It's Jamar and Kenny. They're my best friends. Like, they all, as it relates to rap, they always help me. They always help to inspire me. Kenny's a great producer. Jamar's a great writer. And ever since I started hanging with them, I've begun to perfect my own craft and start, you know, seeing the world how I wanted to see it and being able to put it on paper. Then I started playing with different rhyme schemes, figuring out how I wanted to do this and how I wanted to do that. And once I perfected my craft, then I was able to, you know, start working on my CD.
Right. most definitely. And I mean, I like how you came out being honest. Some people make it so like, man, I've been perfect all my life. Like, you got a different story. You,
oh,
think,
no,
like, you didn't think it was good at first.
Yeah, that's
an interesting story there. Well, what was you busting out? But you was busting that ABC rap or something?
Yeah, I was busting out. I got Jordans. I like scoring. You can't see me. I'm on TV. I don't know. I was bad.
It's kind of like some of you be here. I mean, some people be doing this. Be doing that same old freestyle. Audie came down. They hear me in the town. Lights on the trail. About to go down. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm so done with that. I'm like, you don't get this freestyle circle with that corny clap.
Oh
man,
I apologize, my brother. He downstairs listening to the interview. He just came in. Then he's a little proud.
Oh man, but I was all right. So as far as like, we're gonna go ahead and go to talk about you. Let's talk about your track you just played too. I know I talked about the little Waka Flocka part for just a quick bit, but you actually played a track called "The Gray in Your Eyes." Like, what was like the inspiration behind that track? And what would you like? What made you come up the final pieces of it?
The story behind that is funny. It's I have a lot of people on Facebook. The Fed for like the past, I don't know, 2 years was to try to say something inspirational and deep on Facebook as a status when it meant nothing. And like that's been like the Fed and rap for a while too. Like they give you a hard punchline. Yeah, but it literally meant nothing. So I like off the top of my head, I just went, "Gray in your eyes is the same as mine. You only live twice, so fly like you mean it." And everybody who knew me, who understood what I meant, laughed. And I just figured, I might as well make a song out of it. And I just had fun. I had fun writing it. So the first verse, a lot of the stuff in there means absolutely nothing. But when I get to the second verse, that's when I started, playing with people's minds a little bit, having a little bit more lyrical fun and, just that aspect. And also shouted out two other rappers I know on there. It's Reaper's Twin and DJ Z Third. But one of them I went to high school with. The other one I met through CCBC. And I met him as a rapper. He's also pretty good too. So yeah, I had a lot of fun on that song.
That's a very good correlation. How you talking about how tied up with Facebook is? I mean, especially with the naked shoe ads and whatnot lately, it's
right.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, Facebook, man, like everybody complains that, man, Twitter's better than Facebook, Facebook's better than Twitter. And today they all messed up. They all got some crazy stuff that you can't deal with.
Pretty much.
But you got to take the good, the bad. That's always the key thing.
Yeah.
Most definitely, man. All right, well, we're going to go into another one of your tracks right now and then come back. Heck, we want to. People that want to call in, you got to call in at 347-202-0389. Call to the show if you have any questions. Or if you just want to give them some love and whatnot. So we're going to go ahead and go to the song. It's called Fresh. And then we'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J. Special guest, Ramon Chaos.
Slide up.
I got a fresh new book with a fresh new pen. Straight out of hell with a fresh new scent. Fresh new rhyme on a fresh new beat. With some fresh new ground under my fresh new cleats. Fresh new crest on my fresh new teeth. Fresh new step and I'm stepping out of hell with my fresh new feet. Why? Cause I'm sick of looking up and seeing everybody stepping on me. Plus Mike Young told me there's no heaven for a G. Left hell to try to make a heaven for a G. looking up and it's heaven I can see. So I'ma do the same to make a heaven for me. I got a fresh new mind with a fresh new set, like a fresh new leash on a fresh new pet. Fresh new start, and the fresh you kept is the fresh I left, cause it's fresh to death.
Fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the flood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the seat. We fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the flood is fresh.
I got a fresh new verse for a fresh new song. Fresh new rights, fighting fresh new wrongs. Fresh new beat, but I'm not talking instrumental. What I intend to give you is a little more. When you pledge allegiance to the flag, the beat that you bumping in your hand, that's what I'm talking about. Fresh new track, and that's what they're talking out. Play on rewind, call it beat on beat crime. Fresh new clock with a fresh new time. Fresh new soul with a fresh new mind. Fresh new era, but I'm not talking fitted. We a fresh new school with some fresh new rules. Fresh new message for the masses. Negativity don't visit me cause I'm a trash. Blessed, I'm so fresh to my soul. Blood up, and that's how I was brought up and taught up.
Fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the blood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the cheek. We fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the blood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the cheek. We fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the blood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the cheek. We fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the blood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the cheek. We
born in a basement, elevated to roof. Move to a cipher, elevated to booth. So uncouth, but I'm of another rag. No blunt, hella swag, never puff, forever pass. Hella assist, Chris Paul with the weed. And I'm blocking other shots, so I'm always in the lead. So uncool, like Ruckus Anton, dropping firecrackers, flames, rocket lighters, and bombs. Yeah, and I have yet to be put on. This is just an exhibition, fake Louis Vuitton. Kenny alerted me that many wasn't a bird and me with slave quotes. Never that. Put me in the game, coach. I'm damning like the NBA. He's on fire. And I'll remain even after I retire. Shout out to the cool kids, nerds, and the jocks. And whatever you call it, accept and know that you were fresh.
From the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the blood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the cheek. We fresh from the bottom to the top, and we never ever stop, never flop, cause the blood is fresh. Got Mavericks on the jeans, fresh shades on my feet, and Mavericks on the cheek. We fresh.
Yeah, Phil Connor. Just a little Phil Connor fresh. To the top, episode. Blood is fresh.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. But it's live, your boy Sonny J. Oh, yeah, you ain't gonna be not my nine singing behind the scene, all kind of stuff out of nowhere. but man, that was a new song, Fresh, from boy Ramon Chaos, man. As far as, man, let us know, man, like, what projects we got coming up that we definitely need to be checking out.
Oh, January 14th, I'm hosting a show at the City of Gods. Let me give you the address. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Any mixtapes that we can be looking out for as well?
Say again?
So you got any mixtapes that's coming out that we need to know about?
Yes. December 24th, Chaos Fables. That's the project I've pretty much been working on for the past year, and that's what I'm promoting the concert January 14th on. That's the whole theme of it.
Oh, I'm crunked, man. That means we're gonna definitely have some hot material to promote for our mixtape of the week.
Oh, we love please. Doing.
Yes, so yeah, mixtape of the week. I mean, because we just brought back mixtape of the week battle last weekend. It's always crazy, man. Like. we hadn't done it in like months. And every time we do it, it's always a crazy response because it brings, you know, a lot of times people just drop mixtapes, but it's like, dang, let's make some competition out of it and make it more fun. And, you know, having y'all all submit y'all music, it really it gives a chance for people to have a cross promotion of fan bases that way, too. So that's the other thing I like about it.
I don't mind taking that prize on. Like, dang, yeah, I could live with that.
So we're definitely I can't wait for that. I'm like, oh yeah, to the moon there.
Yeah.
That I know ahead of time. He's already let me know ahead of time. Okay. All right, I got a couple more questions for you. First off, one of the things always every now and then I throw in these random things, and like today's random thing I'm gonna ask you is I want you to freestyle. And I want you to do about a hot 16 real quick.
That's not a problem at all. Let's see. Well, first I want to introduce, represent the fact that I'm a member of the Flood. So, any questions there, that's answered. I'm a member of the Flood. That being said, nobody will listen. They will never understand how I'm flawed up, banging like a drummer in a band. I was the little nerd boy by myself, shoveling and saying, now I'm ready to be crumbling the stands. Humble and mumble with my brother Rand, yet better than, never settling, hotter than a kettle and dope. Cooler than days off with Bueller, feeling super like Lewis, I would do ya. I'm giving kryptonite to the mic, speed to the fiends, dressed to impress, I'm clean to my scene. I cling to the dreams of greens in the stands, from the screams of my fans to the screams in Japan. Would you prefer me feeling lower than the curb? For lunch I'm eating worms, for dinner I'm eating turds? Nope, never that, never I, never lose, never lack time, no foolery, forever cruise, I do's this.
I'll give you the phone to snap on that. All right, man. I ain't going to try to freestyle. Last time somebody tried to challenge, try to ask me to freestyle, I was like, yeah, y'all don't want that no more. I got to get a little more look at me, and you might get something hot out of me, but you ain't getting nothing right now. I know you said earlier you talked about Little Brother was definitely one of your inspirations. Like, who do you say is probably four more of your inspirations as far as with music?
As far as rap or as far as music?
Music, period.
Okay. Four. Hands down, Lupe Fiasco. That's my greatest. That's my favorite rapper of all time. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Okay.
Jill Scott.
Okay. This is new. That's the first song on people's list on the show. It's a good one.
Just fourth one. Common.
Oh man. I'm gonna tell you why I like the Jill Scott choice. Like Jill Scott, she's so versatile, man. Like she can give you like some really thought provoking lyrics and then she can turn around and put some real freaky sounding stuff. You're like, dang, Jill Scott just had my mind going. I was thinking about saving the world. Now I'm talking about going to the bedroom and doing something else now. I'm like, dang.
She's probably my favorite female R&B singer.
Oh man. Like my favorite song I heard that's always stuck in my head to this day is The Way. Woke up this morning with a smile on my face. What's funny? Like when I wake up, sometimes I just randomly say that. Like people see me, like, "Oh my god, there he goes." All right, let's see. We got a caller.
Okay.
Let me check that. Shout out to Lauren. Lauren said, and she's in the chat, in the Dust Spot chat, she says that your freestyle was dope and that you're definitely ill for naming Common.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.
Let's see who is on the line real quick. Okay, caller, you are on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Sadie J from the 443. Who is this?
This is Jasmine.
What's up?
How you doing,
Hi,
Jasmine?
Hello.
How are you?
I was just calling in because I wanted to know more about your party.
Oh, that. Okay, give me one second. Well, the party is at the City of God's Apparel Boutique.
Is that downtown?
Say again?
Is that downtown?
Yes, ma'am. Downtown Baltimore at 1118 Highland Street, Baltimore, Maryland, zip code 21223. It's January 14th, and it starts at 5 and it ends at 9:30. There will be free food and other artists performing, such as Kenny and Damar of the Flood, and a few local artists such as Reaper's Twin, and a few of, I'm not going to name just yet.
Okay, that sounds cool. So is there like a miss or anything? Because like me and my girls, we listen to you, and we really like the freestyle, so we're like really interested to come.
Oh, man. She look good, too. So, yeah, she's going to be definitely some nice eye candy off in the party, so shout out to that. Oh, most definitely. I was just going to say, I had something really crazy in my head for a second there. Now it's like, get farted out somewhere. Oh, I know one thing I definitely want to say real quick, too. Let me give a quick shout out to my girl, Famoda. Shout out to her.
She low key does, it's not even low key, she just does everything for this whole project.
She is on it, man. And shout out to her because she was like, I gotta get on the show. I was like, I'm always tough on her. I'm like, the people get on the show. They gotta do it. She was like, all right, I got it. And she did it. And I was like, dang, she was on it. So shout out to her for doing that. And she's part of the Dust of Our Model group. Coalition family, so we always appreciate her because she's one of the people why the group has been so successful, because everyone always tries to make it to where that these people don't succeed. It's like, I love the fact that every last one of them succeeded, and she's being one of those people that doesn't stop at one thing. She just keeps going and going and going and going. So
right, like,
I'm sure I wouldn't be on the show
right now. I'm sure I wouldn't be on the show right now without her. She's been pivotal.
My thing is, the way some fable is, you were supposed to be on the show eventually, but it's always well, the way fate works is somebody a very high instrument has to come along in order to make that happen, and she happened to be that person. So big ups to her for being that person. Y'all see, I got like, dang, man, he getting philosophical on us. But no, this big up to that. I think we got another person that says, I'm in the chat. Let's check. Shout out to Miss Smooches from the good old Texas. She said that she was feeling the song first, most definitely.
Thank you, Smoochie.
Alright, we got another caller. Y'all sneaking it all near the end. Y'all like, we going sneak in this mud. Alright, caller for the 410. You're on Life
Fit
Does Live. Your boy City J and Ramon. What's good?
How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
Just a question. I really like some of the stuff that I was hearing earlier in the show. What's the best way to get in contact with you and just to hear some more? I was really digging what I was hearing, man.
Well, first off, you're gonna have to come to the show. As I was talking about earlier, January 14th at the City of God's Apparel Boutique. Again, the address is 1118 Highland Street, 21223, Baltimore, Maryland. But other than that, you can just check my Facebook. You can reach me, this is Christian Gross. You can reach me on Twitter as Caramel_Jones09. Reverb Nation, I have an account there. It's called Raining Chaos. YouTube, you'll find me a lot of places.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
No problem.
We appreciate you calling in, man. Another caller, man. Y'all see, y'all called at the right time, too, because the people who didn't call in, y'all missing that extra listen part. This part of the show I call it after hours, because you call in around this time, you get to spend that extra 10, 15 minutes with what the little extra energy. Other people have to go listen to it on iTunes or listen to it on the archive. So shout out to the other people who have listened to it that way. Y'all get the insider. We got a caller from the 443 in the building. What's up?
Hello.
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 I have a question for Mr. Raymond Chaos.
It being?
Well, I was wondering about your music. Is there any specific message you're trying to get out to people, or like, what is the motivation behind you doing this?
I guess with me, it was when I first started, it was just me having fun, just me trying to find myself and my voice. And as like my personality as a person, I still like to have fun, so I'm still gonna make a fun song. I'm still gonna, you know, and I'm also in the rap game, so I'm still gonna be competitive, talk about myself and how nice I am every now and then. But I guess my overall theme is just for me telling stories and for you to learn what you learn from them. I'm not saying that anything is good. I'm not saying anything is bad. I'm saying this happened, this happened, this happened. Learn what you can from it.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you then.
Not a problem.
Well, thank you for calling in. Very great question. Oh, man, okay. As you already come, I know that you dropped the contact information a little earlier when the guy called in. Shout out to him for asking, because I was going to ask him, but hey, some people are on quicker than draw to me sometimes. My other question for you on the way out, besides giving your shout outs, if you had one piece of advice to give to artists that's trying to come into the game and, you know, not quite sure what's the best way to start, What's your advice you can give to them?
Don't hold back. Like, a lot of times, I was scared of my own voice, and that's like every time I said I wasn't good, it's because I felt I wasn't good. You have to believe in yourself. Once you believe in yourself, it's not at all hard to continue on. Like, just don't hold back. Have fun with what you're doing, but believe that you can do it. That's the only way you can do it.
All right. That's what's up, man. I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody. Let's give a shout out to Miss Smooches for calling in. To Lauren for showing some love, and shout out to your artwork, Lauren. I'm definitely feeling that. Y'all know me, I'm nosy as heck. shout out to, of course, like I said, Fab. Shout out to Fab again for just being Fab.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody listening. I know there's a lot of people. I know y'all might not have your names in the chat, but hey, you're there. So big ups to y'all for coming to into the show. And big ups to everybody that's promoting the show all week, man. Some people that's really holding down. And they were like, yeah, we're going to promote this show.
Yeah. It's, and
big ups to you,
that's,
man,
that's
for
the best feeling about
being timely. Big ups to you for being timely. Now, I like that when people, and then just being a great interview, too, like very positive person. And I just wish the best for you to continue doing what you're doing, because when people are having a positive light, them are the kind of artists that I definitely can get behind without any problem.
Appreciate it.
All right, man, go ahead and give your shout-outs, man.
I guess for me, it's just shout-out to the Flood, Jamar Kenny, to Heather Katrina, Fab Moda, of course. He's done a lot. Jamal, my little brother, Sirius Black. And, you know, the shout-out to everybody for support, the whole DMV area. And shout-out to you, Fetty J.
Oh, thank you, man. All right, the show wouldn't be with us unless you know, independent artists like yourself come to the show. That's the backbone behind that. We have, if I get Kirk to go, oh, man, he'd be having celebrities on there too. But you know, the celebrities are just like, to me, they're like the cherry on top. But y'all are the main parts of the whole ingredients of the whole entire show. Like, without that, the backbone of the show and the reason why the show was started wouldn't be as successful without y'all.
Yeah.
All right, man. As we get ready to roll on out, we'll go ahead and remind you guys that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a Ramon Chaos, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life After Dust Live. If you missed any parts of the show, you got a couple different ways you can do it. Pretty much the whole week, you can go check it out on the DustSpot, DustSpot.com. It will be on that live player. Go there, click it. You can listen to it as many times as you want to. You can go to iTunes and too for free. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CityJ as well. So millions of different ways you can look for it. Or hell, if you even just Google Ramon Chaos and Life of the Dust Live, you're pretty much going to find it. So there we go. And shout out to Katrina Smith, too. Oh, she said, oh, man, she got cut off. Oh, she wanted to hear some more. I know. Yeah, I know, y'all. That's how we do, y'all. That's how we do, y'all. Y'all got to go listen to the archives.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we roll on out, yet again, thank you for coming through the show, man. And tomorrow, I was going to tell you what's going on tomorrow. Another great independent artist, my boy Rakim Sade, he'll be in the show tomorrow, and he's actually one of the artists who actually just got put into the Island Def Jam digital project Global Tech Mixtape Series. So we're going to chop it over him, how he actually got on there. Y'all know me. This is a project that I've been working on for a mighty, mighty long time. It's been in the works. So it's Volume 3 is actually out. Just actually came out the other day, so definitely check out Volume 3. You can get that on iTunes, and heck, you guys, it's only $10. $10 to have music and people from all over the world, and not the same exact sound. So definitely check it out. I worked in the words of Chris Brown. Everybody, as we rolling out, deuces.
Peace.
All right. Peace. In heaven.